Let's take you to Canberra. We were looking at that wide-ranging review by Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins that was released, taking submissions from people working in Parliament House, government agencies, departments and electorate offices, and finding that about a third of people had experienced some form of sexual harassment while at work. Scott Morrison saying a stressful workplace is no excuse for such behaviour.
Like anyone who works in this building, I find the statistics that are presented there, of course, appalling and disturbing. I wish I found them more surprising.
Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young has previously called out the culture in the Parliament. For someone working in that building, was this report a sobering read or just confirmation of what you already knew?
Well, sobering, because these statistics are just so shocking. But the Prime Minister's right, they're not surprising, because we have known that the culture here in Parliament House has been toxic for so long. I think the really devastating element to all of this is that the statistics themselves and the comments that are sprinkled through the report backing up each and every one of those recommendations, each and every one of the elements of concern in the report, are all comments and descriptions of things that ring true. They ring true for every woman who's worked in this place and has thought long and hard about whether to speak up or to stay silent. And anyway, it's vindication for many of those who have stepped forward and been brave enough to tell their stories. But it's sobering for us as parliamentarians and leaders in the community that we have to do better. I think the fact that the report is labelled setting the standard says everything. Parliament must set the standard. We must model the best behaviour. And sadly, to date, we're not, and that's not good enough. And the public deserve and expect better.
It's a pretty low standard indeed. Almost or over half of all people in those workplaces experienced at least one incident of bullying or actual or attempted sexual assault, to go with the sexual harassment we've mentioned. A number of recommendations from Kate Jenkins, things like regulating alcohol in the workplace, setting up better supports for staff members, a better tone in the chambers during debates, which you know a little bit about. What are the most important recommendations for you?
I think the code of conduct for parliamentarians is essential. There needs to be an element of accountability so that when people do the wrong thing, when they behave badly, when they are called out, then must be accountability, because without that, things are allowed to just let slide. And once there's a code of conduct and a an accountability for things, then people think otherwise about whether it's worth, carrying on this bad behaviour or whether they'll start to modify. It gives those who are worried about speaking out and calling it out, gives them an understanding and confidence that something will happen if they do dare to step forward, particularly if they're a member of staff or a contractor or service or support staff in the building. They can come forward and say, look, this happened, it's not appropriate, and there'll be consequences. The fact that there is no consequences for members of parliament for poor behaviour and misbehaviour. It's 2021, almost 2022. We're not living in the dark ages. It's time that people were held to account properly.
The Sex Discrimination Commission has warned the government not to cherry pick the recommendations, saying that it's important all are adopted. But will it go far enough to address the process? All we heard about this made it so opaque. There's a thing called the MOPS Act. There's the Department of Finance in charge of the employment practices around. Is that going to be cleared up where people can see a bit of a clearer channel to come forward with some of these claims?
Well, a proper independent process for human resources is really necessary, and this why there's a proposal for a new office of parliamentarian staffing and culture to help support that. An independent parliamentary standards commission to ensure that there is consistent responses to reports and complaints. And then, of course, that ultimate accountability lever for members of parliament who, frankly, I've seen it happen far too often, think they're above everybody else. They're above reproach. They're above being held to account. Even the Prime Minister, and I think this was, it's really, missed the mark today in his press conference, where he simply referenced that elected members are just accountable to the public through elections. Well, no, we're accountable to the public every single day, and there needs to be accountability measures in our workplace as well. We can't just wait for the electorate to throw somebody out if they're harassing their staff, if there is serious issues of complaint and matters of that need to be investigated. I'm sorry, MPs should not be above the process here. They must be held to account. But I do agree that we can't cherry pick these recommendations. They work together. It is about changing the culture. It is about setting a better standard. And it is about holding those in power to account. All of those elements need to work together in order to change this place and to make it better. You know, one of the things that really has struck me over the years of coming forward and speaking out directly about my own experience, but also hearing the stories and the experiences of others, particularly those who work as staff, is that there needs to be cultural change from the top. And unless that happens, it just won't ring true.
Have things gotten any better in the last couple of months while the focus has been on this issue and that review's been underway?
Look, I think in some regards, the awareness in this building has definitely been lifted, and people are more conscious, particularly of the power imbalances between members of parliament and staff. I think there is an awareness about the opaque nature of how these buildings work and the immense pressures that this workplace has, and some of those things being unique to you know, being in a parliament and working in politics. But I must say that standards on a day-to-day basis are still pretty low. And I can only reference what happened only hours after the Jenkins report, this important document was handed down by the Prime Minister, that in the Senate chamber, while a female member was a female senator, Jackie Lambie, was on her feet asking a question during question time, there was growling and dog noises being made from the opposite side of the chamber while she was on her feet speaking. Now, I jumped to my feet and called that out, because the only way we are going to change behaviour in this place and for the rest of the country is by not glossing over these types of things. That's why there's a recommendation in here by in the Jenkins report about the need for better practices in the chamber itself, accountability for how we speak to each other, how we behave, that sexism and using the gender of a person to disparagely bring them down, the slurs, it is not part of just the regular debate. And if you did that in any other workplace, you'd get the sack.
Which is what I was
about
to say.
And here in the parliament, you know what? I don't think it should be any different. People should be held to account.
Let's see if they are. We've had a lot of talk and a lot of investigation. Let's see what action it brings. Sarah Hanson-Young, Green Senator, joining us from Parliament House.